KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Correspond to what is necessary to power your brain and to power your nerves. We know that people who have low B12 are very susceptible to memory problems, brain fog, sometimes resembling dementia, even Alzheimer's disease, and they may be more prone to neuropathy. You know, funny sensations, painful sensations or loss of sensation, especially in their extremities. It's essential for nervous system function. But surely a score of 337 is comfortably within the safe zone, right? Well, the latest study says, think again. It looked at 231 healthy subjects, average age 71. And they didn't have any signs of dementia or mild cognitive impairment. They seemed to be okay. And their average B12 was pretty good. It was 414.8. But on closer examination, they showed slower processing speed and delayed responses to visual stimuli, lags in brain conductivity, and their blood tests highlighted elevated markers of neurodegeneration, the presence of residues of amyloid and tau protein. And their brain MRIs were telltale. They revealed a higher percentage of white matter lesions. So they used a more sensitive, infrequently used marker of B12 adequacy, which nobody ever used because it's kind of an obscure test and it's expensive, hard to do right. It's called holotranscobalamin, and it revealed insufficient stores of bioavailable B12 in these folks. Bioavailable B12. In other words, the way we measure B12, it's like, you know, that's your total B12. But what is actually available for the brain and the nervous system to utilize? And the researchers concluded that the current standards for detecting B12 deficiency may underestimate seniors' needs, seniors especially, because guess what? Seniors are less able to absorb B12 from food. You're going to have B12 deficiency if you're on a total vegan diet, if you don't take supplements. Meat, animal proteins are a source of B12, eggs as well, if you can afford them these days. And also older individuals, many are on proton pump inhibitors, powerful acid-blocking medications that may impair the absorption and uptake of B12. They may lack intrinsic factor, which is necessary for the uptake of B12. So older individuals, they may need more. And the authors conclude the elderly population may be particularly vulnerable to the effects of declining B12 availability and may benefit from a change in guidelines for what is currently defined as healthy levels of vitamin B12. So I sent my family member the study, and I told her to be sure to take some more B12 in spite of her apparently normal B12 levels. All right, this item. If you wish you could turn back the clock on aging, well, one of the prevailing notions about aging is the mitochondrial theory of aging. If your mitochondria wear down, you will age faster. MT Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. In particular, the mitochondria, they're identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes, and they've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage. NT factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40% in studies, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions. So if you have chronic fatigue, or if you've undergone chemotherapy, or you have something like post-Lyme syndrome, or long COVID, or vaccine injury, fibromyalgia, consider NT Factor. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids Powder. That's what I use in my shakes. And get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor. That's what I use when I travel, because it's hard to make shakes when you're on the road. Get a 30-count bottle of patent energy with NT Factor free. Patent energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Get the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Now, for 20% off. All right. Let's take a phone call, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's hear it.
I had a recent fall down a set of stairs. I got pulled down walking a dog and fractured multiple ribs. As part of that, they did a CT scan. The CT scan revealed that there are mild coronary arterial atherosclerotic calcification by visual assessment, and the aorta is normal in diameter. There's mild atherosclerotic calcification. My question is, what, if anything, should I do in reference to this calcification? Thank you.
Okay, so this actually reveals a missed opportunity. That, you know, first of all, my condolences that your dog pulled you down the stairs. I mean, they say that having a pet will increase your health and longevity, but I guess there are exceptions to the rule. So you had a CT scan because you had an injury, and the CT scan was there to evaluate, you know, whether you had, you know, spinal fractures or whether you had rib fractures. And incidentally, while it wasn't geared to look for it, it found some calcification around your aorta, which is pretty much par for the course for people over the age of 60. It's more the rule than the exception. People do tend to accumulate some calcium around the aorta, and the more there is, the more it's likely that there's calcification in the arteries, although sometimes there can be calcification in the aorta and the arteries are perfectly pristine and clear. But in your case, there were some signs that there was some calcification in the arteries. And that suggests that maybe you should get a more precise calibration of that. You can get a CT coronary artery calcium scoring test. They're relatively inexpensive these days, although often not covered by insurance. And that'll give you a score. And based on that score, you can determine, to some extent, how serious your risk for cardiovascular disease is and whether you should be undertaking preventive action. So this should be kind of a wake-up call. And the fact that it showed up on an ordinary CT suggests that there's a moderate degree of calcification in your coronary arteries, not something to be ignored. And it might even call for, you know, some more affirmative action, like placing you on a medication like a statin to reduce your risk of progression to cardiovascular disease. Although I have to say calcium scores that are low do not immediately dictate the prescription of a statin, but if you had a high score, well, you know, maybe you should undertake some additional testing, you know, like a stress test or, you know, even a coronary angiogram to see if you have circulatory problems. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a wake-up call. Something's going on there, and maybe you should check it out further. Not necessarily a cause for alarm. Walk, don't run to a cardiologist to have them interpret it for you and maybe undertake some kind of preventive action. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and they're ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Recently, I was doing some research for an article I wanted to write about topical skin preparations. There are a variety of natural compounds which you can put in skin preparations which are beneficial, things like EGCG and resveratrol. And I came across something quite interesting, which is the relationship between melatonin and skin health. Now, we tend to think of melatonin as something that is good for enhancing sleep. And it certainly can do that for many people. For some people, melatonin isn't strong enough to alleviate their sleep problems. But I take melatonin nightly in a sleep gummy made by CV Sciences, one of our sponsors. And I find that it helps deepen my sleep to some extent. Although, you know, I'm not even entirely sure because I'm a pretty good sleeper. I kind of have the routine down. It's also something that helps to reset your circadian rhythm. So melatonin is advised for travelers. When you go to a distant venue in a different time zone, you're supposed to take melatonin at your intended sleep time where you're going to be. So that would be the case, you know, if I'm going to L.A., that's 3 hours earlier. I'm going to take melatonin, start taking melatonin at, say, 1 o'clock in the morning because 10 o'clock will be my desired sleep time there. And there's a big article here that states that topical melatonin can be helpful for skin aging. Why? Because it penetrates the skin and it reaches the mitochondria. And what they say here in the article, and I'm quoting, orally supplemented melatonin appears in rather low levels in the blood due to prominent first-pass degradation of the liver, thus limiting skin access. So you can take all the melatonin you want by mouth. It's not going to do the trick. Topically applied melatonin may penetrate the surface layer due to its chemical structure. The application of melatonin on the skin is a very good option for retarding the aging process and reducing the hallmarks of skin aging. And they cite a bunch of studies versus wrinkles to improve hydration, skin roughness, sagging, even for the treatment of atopic dermatitis. Clinically, they say it's better to apply melatonin at nighttime when the skin permeability is higher and because melatonin can mimic its endogenous production and effects. In other words, there's more melatonin at nighttime, so yeah, apply it at nighttime. So very interesting, and you know, I'm going to put together an article to come out in a couple of weeks talking about various things, but melatonin, and there are products out there on the market that offer melatonin in a cream or a lotion that you can apply to the skin, and it's not without some scientific substantiation that this could help. So stop thinking about melatonin as a sleeping pill or a jet lag pill. Melatonin has other potential applications. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, or number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Students return to school, parents face new tech questions. That's why on August 9th and 10th, Verizon retail stores will transform into back-to-school hubs for Verizon Family Weekend, offering expert advice and practical solutions. Retail experts will demonstrate setting up devices like the Gizmo Watch for secure connections, optimizing connected tablets for learning, and using the Verizon Family app for screen time management and digital safety. Learn more at Verizon.com/family-tech.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep.
sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Installation plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is a number that you can call and you can record a question. And that's the way we get questions here on Intelligent Medicine most of the time. Just want to share an announcement with you. You know, we got a new administration, and we've got key personnel within HHS and within health agencies who are going to promote the agenda of making America healthy again. We've got RFK Jr., we've got Marty McCary, we've got Jay Bhattacharya, we've got Mehmet Oz. We've got some good people there who are going to promote an agenda to try and turn around the Titanic here when it comes to America's chronic diseases. And the Alliance for Natural Health is an organization that has long been a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. And we want A&H to continue to have a seat at the table with the current administration. I now serve as medical director and president of A&H as an independent, nonpartisan organization. We rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights. And clearly, we will have input. We already have some great connections with the new administration. And if you want a high-impact organization to shape the future of American healthcare, I can't think of a better one than A&H. So just go to drhoffman.com/A&H. Find out about this organization, and if you are so motivated, contribute, as I have, to A&H's efforts on behalf of freedom of choice in healthcare, your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you. That's drhoffman.com/A&H, drhoffman.com/A&H. This item, and we're talking a little bit about sleep. You know, the common notion is that we have a sleep deficit in modern society. And statistics show that we are sleeping less than people say at the turn of the 19th century, you know, 1900 to the 20th century. So that leads a lot of people to feel very, very guilty that they're not getting enough sleep. We tend to idealize our Paleolithic ancestors. They ate great food, a variety of foods. They got a lot of exercise. They were free of stress and so on. And they didn't have much to do when it got dark, so they slept more, right? You know, look at the way it is here in the Northeast. You know, the sun goes down, it's like 4:30, then it doesn't come up again until like 7 in the morning. So what else you got to do but sleep, right? Well, they did a survey, and here's what they found. People in industrial societies get more sleep than hunter-gatherers. Individuals in industrialized societies seem to sleep for longer than people in non-industrialized ones. But there's a key difference. Their circadian rhythms are more out of sync. And that may affect the quality of sleep, all right? Because we have incandescent lights. With the advent of lights and screens, we can stay up longer in the dark. That's a relatively modern innovation, I guess, with the development of fire. But hunter-gatherers, they have fire too. They just don't have light bulbs and light switches, electricity. And so they looked at so-called primitive tribes, and what they found is that the San, or there are very few societies that are pure hunter-gatherers, but the San sleep for 6.7 hours per night on average. The Hadza in Africa, 6.2 hours, and the Bayaka for just 5.9 hours. Now, you might say, well, they have better quality sleep. But according to, they put sleep trackers on these people and compared them to modern folks, and they found that the sleep trackers indicated that they didn't have quite as good quality sleep. Why? Because they don't have luxurious, cushy mattresses. They sometimes sleep in conditions that are too hot or too cold. Temperature, they don't have temperature-controlled, air-conditioned and heated apartments and dwellings. And they also have the constant threat of potentially tribal warfare, you know, predators or marauders. And maybe bugs can crawl into their beds. So this is kind of a myth that we have to get away from. Those of you who feel guilty because you're not logging that, you know, magical 8.5 hours per night, you might do fine as long as your sleep quality is good. And a lot of that has to do with circadian rhythms. And more on circadian rhythms As people age, their sleep patterns often change, leading to difficulties falling asleep, waking up earlier, and more nighttime awakenings, and overall poorer quality sleep. Big study in Geroscience investigated the effect of different light conditions on adults age 60 and over. Morning blue light therapy improved sleep. Now, why would that be? You know, we tend to think we should avoid blue light at night. Okay, that's a good thing, right? I've got a blue light blocker on my phone so that when I look at my phone or look at my iPad, I'm not getting a lot of blue light at bedtime. I like to read a little before bedtime, but then I've got a blue light filter so I don't put a lot of blue light into my eye, which tends to suppress the production of melatonin and has an activating effect on your circadian cycle. But it turns out that getting the blue light in the morning is beneficial, right? And you can get blue light from, you know, a light box, or you can get a lot of blue light. Get a lot of blue light when you just go outside and the sun is coming up over the horizon, and it's a little easier to glance in the direction of the sun. You don't have to peer at it, but glance in the direction of the sun, be exposed to the sun for a period of time in the morning, and that actually helps to enhance the quality of sleep. So we believe this is one of the first studies that looked into the effects of self-administered light therapy on healthy older adults living independently to help aid their sleep and daily activity. It highlights the potential for accessible and affordable light-based therapies to address age-related sleep issues without, and I underline without, the need for medication. So simple, natural fix. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences, makers of award-winning CBD products, which I like and take, but it's not for everyone. They've developed an innovative suite of non-CBD options that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with cognitive enhancers, DNAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort to support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right, 877-726-8255. Now let's take a call. I believe it's about NT-Factor and urolithin A. Let's hear it.
Can you please give a comparative analysis to NT-Factor and urolithin A? Not versus one another, but I know you're a big fan of NT-Factor, and now of late urolithin A. How do they compare, etc.? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, this is an important theme, which is, you know, what nutrients help to support mitochondrial function? And so we've been talking about NT-Factor for a long time. It helps to support mitochondrial function because it replenishes the phospholipids that are essential for membrane integrity in all cells, but especially in mitochondria. So they build up the structures that maintain the efficiency of these energy-producing organelles. Okay, and so a nice theory, doesn't really work. Yes, according to clinical studies, it improves energy. It was actually pioneered in the treatment of Gulf War syndrome veterans who were suffering from debilitating fatigue, and it really helped snap them out of it. And there are many other studies that show that it is helpful in that regard. So it delivers. Then there's urolithin A, which is the ingredient in MitoPure, which is another of our sponsors. And I don't think it's irreconcilable that we're talking about two or three things that support the mitochondria. Earlier we talked about the role of exercise in supporting mitochondria. Take your mitochondria for a run. Urolithin A works differently. It works to improve what's called mitophagy, which is the cleanup of inefficient and damaged mitochondria. It's a natural cleanup process that seems to be accelerated by this urolithin A, which I believe is derived from pomegranates. And this is a natural substance, and there's very, very promising research on its ability to enhance energy, athletic performance, but also to support immunity, because immunity is an energy-dependent process. And certainly the brain and the heart are very energy-intensive. And what's interesting, too, about urolithin A, it works in the mitochondria. It's actually being used in topical agents. You can go to the MitoPure website. They have topicals because there's actually pretty good evidence that by applying, you know, we talked earlier about applying melatonin to the skin to support the mitochondria below the skin surface. Urolithin A also may help to power the mitochondria below the skin surface, improving skin health. So that's kind of cool as well. So there you have it. They synergize perfectly. I take them. I also take nicotinamide riboside and other supplements to support mitochondrial function. Even ordinary things like magnesium support mitochondrial function as well. So there you go. Thanks for that great question. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More to come. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with Le Bleu Extra Pure Water and Mighty Muscadine Extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vinetastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Have you been a victim of affinity fraud?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Although someone could look like you, talk like you, relate to you, don't be convinced you can trust them with money. Whether it's your church parish, a union, don't be a victim of a scam.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we will take one final phone call. Let's hear it.
Hi, I've been diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus, and I've been put on PPIs for the rest of my life, which are not agreeing with me. Is there anything I can take as an alternative?
Natural. Okay, so this is a very important question because Barrett's esophagus is a condition which is a precancerous condition, and that sounds very scary. And the thought is that it's caused by a continuous acid splash in the esophagus due to GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And by shutting off the acid, we can slow the progression of Barrett's esophagus. That makes sense, but first of all, it's important to emphasize to people who have Barrett's esophagus. Usually you ask somebody who has Barrett's esophagus, just been diagnosed with that, which is diagnosed based on an endoscopy. They'll say, oh, you have this precancerous condition, Barrett's esophagus. We must put you on proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Prevacid, etc., for the rest of your life. Otherwise, you might die of this horrible disease. There's almost no more horrible cancer than esophageal cancer, with a very, very low cure rate. So, okay, it's a great impetus to get people to subscribe to a lifetime of being on these medications. But I often pose the question to people who have recently been diagnosed with this, what is your understanding of your risk of developing esophageal cancer if you have Barrett's esophagus? And usually the estimates will range like 20%, 10%. Some smarter people will say, I don't know, maybe 5%, but I don't want to take that chance, even if I have a 1 in 20 chance of developing a terrible esophageal cancer. I'll be willing to take these medications for life. And the answer is that it's under 1%, and in fact it may be something like 0.4%. Or 0.2% progress. And it depends on the grade or stage of your Barrett's esophagus. There is a progression from slightly abnormal cells to more abnormal cells to surface level cancer to invasive cancer that takes a lot of years. And once it was discovered that there was a relationship between GERD and Barrett's esophagus and the risk of esophageal cancer, it became standard practice to keep patients for a lifetime on these acid-blocking drugs. Now, these acid-blocking drugs are not without consequences. They can increase the risk for osteoporosis. They can increase the risk for kidney disease. They have been associated with higher risk for dementia. They cause malabsorption of certain nutrients like B12 and especially magnesium and other vitamins and minerals. And they increase the risk for gastrointestinal infectious diseases. You know, people get norovirus on cruise ships. Very often they're on these drugs. They've been consigned to a lifetime on GERD drugs. So, you know, I think it, from a medical liability standpoint, these days it's risky for a doctor to tell patients, now you have Barrett's esophagus, don't worry about it. You know, 99% of the time you'll be fine. You don't need to be on these PPIs. But I think it's kind of a shame because they have not done ongoing study and reevaluation of whether the PPIs are dramatically reducing the incidence of esophageal cancer. I think that remains an open question. It's just that everyone with Barrett's is automatically consigned to a lifetime on these drugs. So I'm not going to say don't take the drugs because, you know, I'm talking, I always have my attorney next to me when I do this broadcast. I just bring him along and I pay him, you know, his hourly rate. And so let me ask him, Irving, what do you think? Should I tell this woman to go off her PPI? Oh, Irving says, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. but what I will tell you is that you can treat, and I've done this, I've treated patients with Barrett's esophagus with several things. There's actually demonstration that EGCG from green tea is very protective against esophageal cancer. So we give patients EGCG. We have them drink a lot of both black tea and green tea, not too hot because very hot beverages can damage the esophagus, but there's definitely protective effects from taking EGCG pills and also folate, DGL, melatonin, slippery elm. I like a product called Endofen for GERD. These are things that can be used to soothe the esophagus. And I've seen some very good results when people repeat their endoscopy. I've seen regression and almost, in some cases, complete obliteration of all signs of Barrett's esophagus. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, email your questions to Q&A with Layla at questions@drhoffman.net. That's one way you can get questions to us. Also, 877-726-8255 is our number. Also, check out my full-script dispensary, D.R. Hoffman Store, for your highest quality supplements. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend.
Digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Have you been a victim of affinity fraud?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Although someone could look like you, talk like you, relate to you, don't be convinced you can trust them with money. Whether it's your church parish, a union, don't be a victim of a scam.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apples.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin set to hold talks later this week.
President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Alaska Friday to discuss ending the war with Ukraine. Trump suggests exchanging territories.
There'll be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both.
Notably missing from the upcoming meeting, Ukraine. European nations rallying behind them, saying peace can't be resolved without the country. Zelensky agreeing to Trump's peace proposal, but refusing to give up Ukraine's bid for NATO membership and rejecting acknowledgement of Russia's annexation of any of its regions. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending a new offensive in Gaza. He says in the face of growing condemnation, Israel, quote, has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Federal regulators have been ordered to probe bank discrimination against a number of different groups and people. Ron Taylor has that story.
President Trump has ordered an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. This executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. The president accuses banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America of targeting him and his allies. The order directs federal regulators to ensure banks don't discriminate based on political or religious beliefs and to refer cases to the Department of Justice. Ron Taylor reporting.
Delta Airlines says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta. Airlines says the wing of the plane reportedly made contact with an empty aircraft. That flight was slated to travel from Atlanta to Guatemala. Passengers transferred to another plane following a delay. No one was hurt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for. For this free information, call 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. Or simply visit godra.com.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says America must return to its Judeo-Christian foundation.
Three out of four African Americans, 40% of white working class, have no father in the household. That's a devastating future for this nation. And a part of it is connected to this thing called values. Our Judeo-Christian ethos formed the foundation of this nation and led to amazing prosperity.
And he adds there's a spiritual hunger among Americans, especially young people.
Some people idolize each other, some their bodies. Some a very secular approach. But the truth is that we have a hole in our souls that can only be filled by faith. And that is what I have seen happen across our country.
UN report says dozens of its female Afghan staff members have received death threats related to their work. That report is from the latest update on the human rights situation in Afghanistan. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Thanks to Hubble, some out-of-this-world photographs.
The Hubble Space Telescope has captured the best picture yet of a high-speed comet visiting our solar system from another star. NASA and the European Space Agency released the latest photos Thursday, The interstellar comet was discovered last month by a telescope in Chile. Astronomers originally estimated the size of its icy core at several miles across, but Hubble's observations have narrowed it down to no more than 3.5 miles. It's only the third known object from another solar system to pass our way. It poses no threat to Earth. Keith Peters, Washington.
Rough weather in mid-America, flash flooding, canceling the final day of the Wisconsin State Fair Sunday. Very heavy rain in a number of states, flood watches and warnings, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and more. Forecasters say there could be a few isolated tornadoes overnight. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And exactly 23 years ago, I started my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Very quickly on the business model, it never entered my mind ever, not for one second, to hit up these facilities for a kickback. Hey, if I bring my clients here, why don't you pay me $5,000 or $8,000? That doesn't make sense to me. That's not how my brain is wired. I personally believe that is a gross conflict of interest. And so here's the bottom line is I started this firm with a reasonable flat fee for service. This is a fiduciary approach. This is what an attorney would do or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider helping you through a process. We work directly for you. We research the entire marketplace. We're not trying to hustle you. We don't see you as a sale and a commission, okay? We see you as a family in need. We help you in what is probably one of your greatest times of need, and I could not be more proud of this service. If you need help, you can give us a call. And look, I believe all people should remain as independent as possible at home as long as that makes sense. Now, when it no longer makes sense, and there could be a dozen more or more reasons for that, and you need to move to a senior care community, that's where Senior Care Consulting can help. So if you need help finding the right senior care community, if you value working with a placement service with integrity, that is exactly what we offer. And in fact, I recently secured a registered trademark for the phrase a placement service with integrity, because that is exactly what we offer. If that resonates with you, give us a call at 913-945-2800. Also, you can visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We offer a free consultation. Let's get together. I know we can help you. Speaking of remaining independent at home for as long as that makes sense, I would like to introduce to you my friend and special guest in studio. He is Mr. J.C. Feaster. He is the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors here in the KC Metro South area. And J.C., welcome to Senior Care Live.
Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. And wow, I mean, what a great show to be on. And congratulations for your 23-year anniversary and the special guests that stopped by. When you invited me to be on today, I did not know that Morgan Freeman and Tom Brokaw were going to be around. So that's pretty cool. But no, you know, love your business model and love what you do for the senior community in Kansas City, and just a lot of respect for you as an individual too, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. You're going to want to write this down. I've already referred some friends and some clients to JC. And let me tell you what, on the way to the studio, I received a text from my friend saying, thank you for referring us to Seniors Helping Seniors and JC. My mom had her first session yesterday, and we're off to a great start. I wanted to share that with you, JC. They're very happy.
Well, thank you, and we really appreciate the referral as well, Steve.
Write this phone number down in the Kansas City area and outside of the KC area. We're going to let you know how to reach out to a senior helping seniors. They have about 400 territories around the country. It's huge, okay? But locally here in Kansas City, it's 913-407-7550. That's 913-407-7550. Now, you can go online. It's an excellent website, seniorshelpingseniors.com. And then just go to locations, enter your city and state, and boom, it'll pop it up right there. And we have another franchise owner north of I-70, basically in the Kansas City area. So we have a couple of representatives here in the KC market.
That's right. Lauren and Brian Dreiss are doing a great job of growing the Northland and spreading the mission of Seniors Helping Seniors north of 70.
JC, this is an excellent company. I love the story. Tell us the history of Seniors Helping Seniors and how it all started.
Yeah, I mean, it is an amazing story, and something that that we tell to people all the time when they're talking about and asking about Seniors Helping Seniors. So our founder, Karen Yoakum, she grew up in India, And while she was growing up, she had an interest of wanting to meet Mother Teresa. And through connections, she was able to meet the Mother Teresa and ended up working with the Mother Teresa for almost 15 years. She had a daughter, Namrata, and Namrata decided that she wanted to move to the States. And when Namrata decided to move to the States, Karen said, you know what, there's nothing that's holding me here. So she moved to the U.S. with her. And when she got here, she saw that there was a tremendous need for in-home care. And she started an in-home care agency, but she put a spin on it. And she said,
This is the brilliant part.
It really is the brilliant part. She put that spin on it and she said, I'm only going to hire seniors to care for seniors. And it was really about that life experience, that caregiver experience, that relatability, that reliability of the caregivers that she hired. And her husband, Philip, have now grown the brand to over 400 territories. There's 200 owners across the country, and just continues to thrive. And it's because of that caregiver dynamic and that relatability and reliability of our senior caregivers.
SeniorsHelpingSeniors.com in Kansas City, 913-407-7550. If you're in another part of the city, another part of the country, SeniorsHelpingSeniors.com, just go to locations, enter your city and state, and it will give you a list of the closest representatives there. And, JC, you're fairly new here in Kansas City. When did you open your business?
We really started sourcing for caregivers and clients at the end of 2024, and now we're off and running in 2025.
And you were initially on the Missouri side, and there's a Kansas licensure that you had to obtain. That takes a little bit of time, but you have that taken care of now.
We do, and thanks for asking. Yes, we are a licensed home health agency, non-medical, on the Kansas side, and that's licensed through the KDHE.
He's J.C. Feaster with Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South, 913-407-7550, online at seniorshelpingseniors.com. Enter your location, and you will get a list of providers in your area. We'll have more with J.C. coming up next, but first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home care is the same thing as home health care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Then we get into more of the personal care side of things. So that could be toileting, bathing, grooming, dressing. We'll do dementia care. We'll do respite care, all the way up to 24/7 care for our clients.
Okay. And do you have a lot of people requesting 24/7 care?
There are a lot of clients, you know, throughout the city that are looking for 24/7 care.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's tough to staff these days.
It is, yeah. You know, and you're not talking about an individual caregiver at that point in time. You're actually talking about a care team that you're putting together. And that could be upwards of six individuals that would be caring for a 24/7 client.
Yep. Okay. And they would come in and out. That makes sense. So what is considered a senior for seniors helping seniors? So,
Boy, that's a good question,
yeah.
Steve. And you know what? I mean, I'm very cautious in terms of how I answer that. No, in all seriousness, I don't put an age on it. And we don't put an age on it. It really is about life experience and that life experience that we're looking for with our caregivers. And so we have caregivers that are in their 80s. We have caregivers that are in their 40s.
Okay.
Our average caregiver right now is 62 years old.
How about that?
But we feel that life experience, again, it's that relatability factor. It's that reliability factor.
Relatability and reliability. You nailed this. Again, this is brilliant.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And so, you know, I mean, we have caregivers with that life experience. We have a caregiver on our team that's played basketball against Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. That's really cool.
That's phenomenal.
We have a caregiver on our team that organized the 100-year anniversary parade of the American Royal. We have a caregiver on our team that's thrown out the first pitch of a Royals game here in Kansas City. We have a caregiver that's owned his own restaurant. We have a caregiver that's met the Queen of England. So there's a lot of life experience
to
pull from, and it's really neat hearing the stories of our caregivers, and then, you know, really how we work to place our caregivers with our clients.
All right. So, and oh gosh, I don't even know if I want to say this. I'm going to get apples thrown at me or tomatoes, or I'll probably get a call or two. The 62-year-old is going to relate more, I think, to the client than the 20-year-old. It's nothing against the 20-year-old. But like you said, it's about life experience, relatability. It's huge. And I get it. Absolutely. So tell us about the caregiver screening process. This is a pretty hot topic, frankly. I think there are some home care providers out there not doing a great job, and they will hire anyone with a pulse, just about. Okay. I know that's not you, but tell us about your caregiver screening process.
Yeah, another really good question. And like I mentioned, we are licensed in the state of Kansas. There's no licensing requirement for the services we provide in Missouri, but we follow everything based upon our licensing in Kansas. So if we're providing service for a client in Missouri, again, it's all of our processes and procedures that we follow on the Kansas side. And part of that is a very regimented screening process for our caregivers. We are taking them through 8 databases. Those would be at the national level. Those would be at the state level, a motor vehicle record check. We take them through a health assessment with a nurse that we have on staff. We also make sure that all of our caregivers have an up-to-date TB test as well. So it's all of that along with reference checks. So there's multiple reference checks that we're following up on before we add caregivers to our roster.
That is so important, because I don't know how many times I've heard in the world of senior care, you know, something bad will happen. And then the question is, well, why didn't you catch that in the screening? Well, we just run a local check. Well, if you would have ran a national check or a regional check or checked with other states, and like you said, databases, there's some negative derogatory information in some other databases, you would have caught that. You never would have hired that person, and then this incident never would have happened. It's a huge, huge deal.
That's right.
So you can just rest assured that any caregivers provided by Seniors Helping Seniors have been thoroughly screened, and they're providing quality individuals to provide your care. Reach out to JC at 913-407-7550, 913-407-7550. And JC, what about caregiver work experience? So we talked about the relatability and playing hoops with Magic Johnson. So that's really cool. But what about their work experience?
Yeah. And so we have a wide variety of caregivers and work experience. We have CNAs that we have on our team. Again, I want to specify it's non-medical, right?
And
the services that we provide.
Yeah.
We have retired nurses that are on our team. And then what we also have is we've got a really good pocket of do-gooders. And this is something that we are always looking for is, you know, people that maybe don't have experience in-home care, but somebody that has maybe volunteered at a Harvester's here in town, somebody that volunteers for Meals on Wheels and has a real passion for giving back to seniors in the community. Those are what we would consider the do-gooders. And, you know, those folks aren't necessarily going to specify, you know, with personal care, dementia care, you know, the 24/7 care, but those are individuals, those do-gooders, I can go in and I can provide companionship. I can do some lighthouse work. I can do laundry. I can run errands. You know, and so we're consistently, like I said, looking for, you know, those folks to add to our roster of caregivers.
That is amazing. What about the introducing the caregivers to the clients?
So one of the things that we take a lot of pride in, and that's myself and our back office team of administrators, is we come in and we do a home assessment and a visit with our clients. And based upon that home assessment and visit, we're going to come back and we are going to put together a care plan that matches those clients' needs. Once we have that care plan put together, we take, you know, a lot of time in terms of knowing our caregivers and how those caregivers match with the specific clients that we have. Once we've done that and a client starts services with us, we go above and beyond in terms of that warm introduction back with the client. So myself, one of our administrators, is going to come out and introduce our caregiver to the client and also going through the care plan. So it is a warm intro, and that really gives us a chance to make sure that we think the match is what the match is.
That is so thorough. So if this is catching your attention, we're visiting today with J.C. Feaster. He's the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South. We're going to have a lot more with J.C. coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
Expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're celebrating and recognizing the 23rd anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. Again, if you're interested in reaching out, learning more about the placement services of Senior Care Consulting, here's the phone number. Write it down, 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And if you're in a situation, again, where you're wanting to remain independent at home for as long as that makes sense, you may be able to stay home for literally years and years and years with a little help from my friend, J.C. Feaster. He's the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors, KC Metro South. And J.C., we were talking about how you match the caregivers and the clients, and we were kind of coming up on a break, so I want to talk about that just a little bit more, because that's a lot of attention on making sure that the caregiver is comfortable with the individual or the individuals that they're going to be caring for, and that those clients are comfortable with their caregiver. That's a lot of hand-holding, and that's a really involved handoff. And I'll guarantee you there are a lot of home care providers that don't do that.
It's an extra step. It's white glove treatment, and that's what we like to provide. And so it gives us a chance, like I was mentioning, is really to put eyes on the home, making sure that it's a safe environment for our clients, it's a safe environment for our caregivers, but also going through that care plan with our caregivers. And that visibility, is this the match that we think? Is there a good match? And when that happens, right, we feel really good about, yeah, you know, everything that we've accomplished.
Well, with my friend, I connected you to my friend, and then your caregivers met with his mother, and they had their first, what he called his first session or first assistance, first shift, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he said they're off to a great start. So it works.
It does.
It works really well. If you want the white glove treatment, Seniors Helping Seniors, 913-407-7550. And if you are outside of the KC area, you might be in another state. Obviously, we're broadcast in 29 different states. Just go to the website, seniorshelpingseniors.com. Enter your location, and it will give you a list of the providers in your area. And if they're not in your area, call Seniors Helping Seniors and tell them you want them in your area. And maybe they have a new owner getting ready to start up in your area. So there we go. And speaking of areas, what areas do you serve?
So our agency, we serve what I normally say is Jackson County, Cass County, Johnson County, and Miami County.
Okay.
So that southern part of Kansas City.
So that's, generally speaking, I-70 South in the KC Metro.
Generally speaking.
Yeah, there are
that's
a couple
right.
of areas. Wyandotte generally County is not
that's
in there.
Right.
But,
but again, going to our website, putting in your zip code,
yeah,
putting in your city, your location. You know, if it's not KC Metro South that's going to be able to service you, it may be Lauren and Brian in the Northland,
yeah,
that can care for you as well.
Okay, and they're going to cover essentially the rest of the KC Metro.
The north side, correct.
Yeah, yeah, the yeah. north side. Okay, and I'll tell you what, in Kansas City, that's a real thing. So It's I'm always shocked when I'm meeting with someone north of the river, and I say, okay, where can we look for the best care community, Steve? Anywhere but south of the river. Hey, they're Northlanders. They're staying home. So anyway, all right. So tell us about why you got into the business of senior care.
Yeah, I love this question. So I spent 25 years in financial services and technology in various executive leadership roles. And I had a chance to step away. And I've always had a passion for wanting to own my own business. But if I was going to own my own business, I wanted something that gave back to the community. And Kansas City is a community that's given a lot to my wife and I. And so started exploring options, you know, and finding seniors helping seniors. It's so neat and rewarding is the fact that we're caring for seniors, right? We're letting them age in their homes. We're caring for those seniors' families who may not be in town, right? And want to know that mom and dad, you know, they're safe, right? And the other really interesting piece and rewarding piece is that we hire seniors to care for seniors. I'm an only child. I grew up in Iowa. My parents still live in Iowa. They have made abundantly clear to me they're never leaving Iowa.
Yeah.
I love the state of Iowa, right?
Yeah.
But my wife has made abundantly clear to me is we're never moving back to Iowa. You know, so we've been in Kansas City for over 22 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, so as you go through the course of your career, that's a question that's always on your mind is when that time comes, and fortunately hasn't for my parents, but when that time comes is, how do I make sure that they're getting the care that they need? And that's either in their home, that could be in a community. And so it has been an educational process for myself in learning everything that there is related to the world of senior care. Not that I want to buy a business in the state of Iowa. That's not what I'm looking to do, but it's really that educational piece. And being that only child is making sure that my parents are going to be cared for the way that, you know, that they need to be cared for.
Well, you have no help. You're it. So.
That's right. That's right. And I also have an aunt that lives in Iowa as well. I lost my uncle to Alzheimer's back in 2020. And so I'm the primary care for her. And so wanting to make sure that she gets the care that she needs when that time comes.
All right. And you had mentioned your parents said, we're not moving. And your wife says, I'm not moving. And I'm like, for every good husband, what do we say? Yes, dear.
That's right. We've been married for 24 years.
There
we just
go.
Celebrated our 24-year wedding anniversary. So she's great, and she's been a great support for me in this business.
All right. So I think, you know, we've had lunch a few times and talking about this, and I think the toughest or maybe the most difficult part of owning and operating a home care service like yours is staffing. Now, again, brilliant. You're not looking for the 20-year-olds. Nothing against them. Okay, I don't need hate mail on that. But you're always looking for great caregivers, and that's the toughest part of it. And I know you've been very successful in bringing in some really good folks. But let's talk about, you know, where do you find caregivers? Could you use some more caregivers? Let's talk about that.
We are always looking for quality caregivers. Yes, to answer your question.
Yeah.
We're out on job boards. You know, I have a great team of administrators who've been in this business for multiple years. So they know people in the business, and really spreading the word about seniors helping seniors and saying, hey, that's a company that we believe in, and that's a company that we would like to go work for. You know, caregiver, word of mouth. You know, if you're treating people the right way, again, that spreads. And so we've been very blessed in terms of the amount of caregivers that we have. The other thing that I would say is makes us unique is not all of our caregivers are looking for 40 hours a week. Not all of our caregivers are looking for overtime. So I have some caregivers that, you know, they may look for 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week. And that helps us in relation to being able to staff some of our cases that may be lower in hours, and our minimums can be a little bit more flexible, both for daily minimums and also weekly minimums.
Well, and that's a good point. So what is your minimum?
So we'll do cases that are 2 hours a day, and we're very flexible in terms of our weekly minimums.
So let me let our audience know that's pretty rare because, especially after COVID, we have pretty significant staffing issues and shortages, et cetera. So a lot of companies went to a 4-hour minimum, a 6-hour minimum, maybe even an 8-hour minimum. And so J.C. Feaster with Seniors Helping Seniors, they can do as little as a 2-hour visit. That is unusual. Reach out to JC and the great folks at Seniors Helping Seniors, 913-407-7550 or online at seniorshelpingseniors.com. Enter the location and you will find a local provider. In a world, JC, with hundreds of home care options, why should someone consider hiring or working with Seniors Helping Seniors?
First thing I would say is our team. We have an amazing team, and that's our back office, so our administrators, the folks that you call when you call into Seniors Helping Seniors, they know our caregiver team. Our caregivers are amazing. I've already highlighted a few of our caregivers. And then the last thing that I would say, and what you can always expect from Seniors Helping Seniors, is we're going to do what's right. We're going to do the best we can, and we're going to treat people the way we would want to be treated. Because at the end of the day, the questions people have about us are, can I trust you? Are you committed? And do you care about me? And by doing what's right, doing our best, and treating people the way we would want to be treated, that's what we feel really differentiates ourselves.
That is excellent. We will have more with JC coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
As students return to school, parents face new tech questions. That's why on August 9th and 10th, Verizon retail stores will transform into back-to-school hubs for Verizon Family Weekend, offering expert advice and practical solutions. Retail experts will demonstrate setting up devices like the Gizmo Watch for secure connections, optimizing connected tablets for learning, and using the Verizon Family app for screen time management and digital safety. Learn more at Verizon.com/family-tech.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or NationalDefenseNetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. And JC, you mentioned earlier that you come from really a different world, and you were looking for something to do, a business that gave back, and all of the things that you had talked about. Why'd you go the franchising route?
Yeah, no. I appreciate you asking me that. So 25 years in financial services and technology. And in financial services and technology, you are very process and procedure driven. I also feel that I have an entrepreneurial spirit. But, you know, when you look at starting a business, you can do it on your own. You can, you know, you can work with a franchise. And so having somebody that would be able to hand me a blueprint is to say, if you do this, you can be successful, I really thought would help me in terms of that process, procedure, background that I had. And so, you know, that's why I pushed the way that I did. And, you know, Seniors Helping Seniors, phenomenal support for the franchisees across the country. I mentioned, you know, there's over 400 of these with 200 owners. So been very blessed in terms of the support that we've received.
That's amazing. And one of the things that you get with the franchise, you know, I'm in the process very early of franchising Senior Care Consulting, because I think offering a placement service with integrity in all of the markets around the country, I think we're going to stick out like a sore thumb in a really good way. And, you know, I had a couple people along the way say, well, couldn't I just do that on my own? And I said, of course. Yeah, you could go out, but you're going to reinvent the wheel, and you're going to make all of the same mistakes that I've made over the last how many years? 23 years. I made them for you. I'm going to teach you how to not do that. I'm going to teach you how to do everything properly. And like you said, if you follow these instructions, you will be successful. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Exactly.
So, all right. So that's fantastic. And so if you're interested in, first of all, if you're interested in a franchise of Seniors Helping Seniors, reach out. Should they just go to the website, JC?
Just go to the website.
It's seniorshelpingseniors.com. You can go to franchising and make an inquiry and check it out. If you're going to start a home care business, that's the way to go. Brilliant,
business model of how, of hiring seniors, relatable and reliable, I love that, to serve their clients. Seniorshelpingseniors.com. Go to the franchising tab and you can ask questions there. And JC, again, if someone in Kansas City wants to reach out to you for home care services, what's that phone number again?
913-407-7550.
And that's in the Kansas City area. J.C. Feaster, he handles the KC Metro South area. If someone's up north, J.C., you can connect them with your franchise partners up north.
Absolutely.
All right. In any other part of the country, seniorshelpingseniors.com. Go to the locations, put in your city, your state, your zip code, and it will provide a list of the nearest providers. So that is fantastic. And we were talking about franchising, and I just want to remind our audience again that with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, again, we offer a placement service with integrity. So we help clients after the home care period of time. And again, I believe all individuals should remain as independent as possible for as long as that makes sense. You can stay home for years and years and years with some help from a great home care provider like Seniors Helping Seniors. You really can. But at some point, when that is no longer working, and you could have a dozen or two or three dozen different reasons on why that might not be working, and you need to take that next step and move to a senior care community, that is the narrow niche that Senior Care Consulting lives in. I like, JC, I like to say that our service is about 2 feet wide. It's about 2 miles deep. So it's a very, very in-depth service where we go above and beyond to serve our clients. And if you are interested in a business like this, Senior Care Consulting, again, we offer a placement service. We help our clients determine exactly what they need, and then find the best places available. And we're going to find the right places that meet your exact needs. This is a custom-tailored process to each and every client or family that we work with. And if that's resonating with you, reach out and give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. You can dial 833-SCC-FRAN. You can go to seniorcareconsulting.com, go to the franchise tab, fill out a contact form, give us a call, whatever. Reach out and let's talk about this, because here's what we're going to do. Okay, I am ready to blow this company up and move this all around. I am frustrated with being landlocked in Kansas City. Okay, I want to serve clients from coast to coast. So I have created the Founders Club. And what that is the first five in, the first five franchisees with Senior Care Consulting, I'm going to offer a deep discount on the franchise fee, and I'm going to give you a heck of a lot more territory than what would normally be provided. That package is going to be somewhere in a value of $10,000 to $20,000. After I have the Founders Club established, then that's not going to be offered any longer. So this is literally a limited time for my first five in. If that is resonating with you, if you're like, maybe you're like JC, you're like, you know, I've worked in this business for a long time, and now I'm looking for something a little bit different. I want to serve people. I want something that makes a difference in the lives of my clients. I want a service that gives back. I'm interested in offering a service with integrity. Okay, if any of that is resonating with you, give us a call. Again, 833-SCC-FRAN. You can go to seniorcareconsulting.com, go to the franchise page and fill out the form, and let's talk about getting you in the Founders Club. And JC, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. You did a fantastic job, and you're doing a great job. I'm hearing that directly from my clients I referred to you. Great job, and you're off to a fantastic start.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it. It was an honor being here, and somebody that I've just got a lot of respect for. And you mentioned integrity, right? And somebody who's got a high level of integrity and, you know, what you're doing for seniors around the Kansas City area. So thanks again, and congratulations on 23 years.
How about that?
Yeah.
23 years. All right. And we're just wrapping up our 23rd anniversary episode of Senior Care Live. And I can't get off the air without saying thank you to our two special guests that just happened to stop into the studio completely unplanned.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve. I got a mouthful of cake here. This is delicious cake. I must have the recipe. Thank you. Yes, this cake is delicious. I got to have more of it. I'm going to go back and get seconds. Well, congratulations on 23 years.
All right, Morgan Freeman and Tom Brokaw, how about that?
Thanks, guys.
All right. And again, if you're interested in the placement services of Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Israel is not backing down. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
I'm Donna Water.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin has maintained Moscow's uncompromising demands in Ukraine, raising fears he could use a planned summit later in the week with President Trump to force Kyiv into accepting an unfavorable deal. President Trump and Putin hold talks Friday in Alaska. President Trump nominating the State Department spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce, for a new role. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
Mr. Trump shared on Truth Social, quote, "I am pleased to announce that I am nominating Tammy Bruce, a great patriot, television personality, and best-selling author, as our next deputy representative of the United States to the United Nations with the rank of ambassador."
The president's Truth Social post continued, "Since the beginning of my second term, Tammy has been serving with distinction as the spokeswoman of the State Department." Magnitude 6.1 earthquake striking Turkey's northwestern province of Balıkesir, killing at least one person, causing dozens of buildings to collapse. Shocks have been felt as far away as Istanbul. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So if we get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
In his first 6 months in office, President Trump has also repeatedly delivered for conservative Christians who form the bedrock of his GOP support. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Trump administration has greenlit political endorsements from the pulpit and encouraged religion in the federal workplace. President Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees. His administration and his Supreme Court appointees have expanded areas for religious exemptions and expression in the public square. His faith advisor, Pastor Paula White Cain, proclaimed that in his administration, faith has, quote, been brought back to where it always belongs, and that is center. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A tourist from the U.S. mainland who was visiting Puerto Rico has been fatally shot in La Perla, a popular seaside shantytown. Police say the victim was a 25-year-old male who lived in New York. That shooting happened in the pre-dawn hours Sunday when several people began to argue and someone started shooting. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says the Democrats have an increasing, quote, anti-Jewish problem, and he questions whether they'd even nominate a Jewish Democrat for president.
There's a lot of anti-Semitism among activist parts of the base. It masquerades as being anti-Zionism or anti-Israel. So it's a real question. I mean, why wasn't Josh Shapiro picked as the number two on the ticket? They certainly would have done a lot better if they had.
And he says President Trump has put Democrats in a political bind with his common sense policies.
The problem the Democrats have got is if they come forward with some abundance agenda or some centrist agenda, Trump is already there. And in addition, of course, they're going to tick off their base that wants them to fight everything. So it's a real political problem.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meats. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Lindebot. Join us on Monday as Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman, will join us to talk about this
LIFI that impacts on our older people and those with disabilities. Also joining us, Patty Smiley, world-known author. We're going to talk to her about how she became an author. And then at 8 o'clock, Shasta College with the latest on what's happening on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And so it's a pretty big study. And here's what they found. It turns out that lifestyle and environmental factors affect health and aging more than our genes. Environmental factors explained 17% of the variation in risk of death. Not 100%, not even 50%, but a significant double-digit percent of the risk of death, compared to less than 2% explained by genetic predisposition. They looked at 25 independent environmental factors: smoking, socioeconomic status, physical activity, and living conditions had the most impact on mortality and biological aging. Now, you might say, you know, why socioeconomic status? Well, it turns out that affluence has something to do with health and longevity. The poor eat worse. Another reason for poor outcomes among people of low socioeconomic status is lower levels of health literacy. That's what this program is all about, to enhance your health literacy so you can apply some of the principles of science and medicine and biology to improve your health and well-being and longevity. Also, socioeconomic status is a proxy for exposure to environmental toxins. We know that poor people tend to be more obese. Paradoxically, it used to be poor people used to be emaciated. They were starving. They couldn't afford any food whatsoever. These days, the poor eat worse. They eat high-calorie, ultra-processed foods often that are cheaper, and thus are more likely to experience the ravages of disease. Also, the poor are more associated to toxins in their environment. They may live closer to freeways where there's automotive air pollution, or closer to factories. They may have poor quality water. There also is the stress, the sheer stress of making a buck, economic insecurity that may take a toll on health. And so the good news is that 23 of the factors that they looked at, the 25, 23 of the 25 factors are modifiable. Turns out that early life exposures, including body weight at 10 years, in other words, if you're an overweight kid, and maternal smoking around birth, were shown to influence aging and risk of premature death even 30 to 80 years later. So getting an early start, very important. Environmental exposures had a greater effect on diseases of the lung, heart, and liver. Okay, you breathe in bad air, you eat bad food, and that affects your heart and affects your liver. Whereas genetic risk dominated for dementias and breast cancer. We know there are certain genes like ABLE4 that, to some extent, not invariably, but can dramatically increase your risk for Alzheimer's. That's a genetic inheritance.
The research used a measure of aging, which is called an aging clock, to monitor how rapidly people are aging. So this is kind of an innovative way of looking at the impact of various factors on aging. And one of the take-home messages is that your income, postcode, that is a Brit word for zip code, I guess, and background, unfortunately determine your chances of living a long and healthy life. And this is a reality for far too many people. All this stuff is referred to as the exposome, the sum total of things you were exposed to. So you've got your genome, that's your chromosomes, that determine some of the risk, but a relatively low single-digit percentage of your risk. And then your exposome, which is all the things in your environment that have to do with your risk. And in a companion study, top diet linked to lower risk of multiple cancers. I wonder what diet that is. Well, it turns out, yes, Mediterranean diet, a diet that I espoused early in my career. In the 1980s, I developed something called the salad and salmon diet. It's a low-carb variant of the Mediterranean diet, rich in polyphenols from olive oil and from fresh fruits and vegetables, but also including judicious amounts of animal protein, especially fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and also nuts and some legumes. Top diet linked to lower risk of multiple cancers. Well, that may be small consolation for those of you listeners out there who seemingly did everything right and still got cancer. Yes, that's possible. There's a relationship between diet and cancer, but it's not the whole ball game. Unfortunately, cancer still is not entirely a merit system, but we can lower the risk for cancer via diet. People with the greatest adherence to the Mediterranean diet had a modest 6% lower risk for obesity-related cancers. For colorectal cancer, there was an 8% reduced risk. High adherence to the diet was associated with a 48% risk of certain obesity-related cancers. For example, liver cancer, 48% lower risk with a high adherence to a Mediterranean diet. Kidney cancer, a one-third reduction in risk. Esophageal cancer, also a one-third reduction in risk. So they're saying that an excess body weight is convincingly linked to a heightened cancer risk at 13 sites in the body, including uterus, esophagus, kidney, pancreas, liver, and breast. And unfortunately, about 43% of the global adult population, over 70% of U.S. adults have either overweight or obesity. So we're seeing cancer rates increase. At the same time, we're coming up with better ways to detect and treat cancer, but younger and younger people are coming down with cancer. And so both these studies emphasize the importance of the exposome, stuff that you're exposed to when it comes to bad health outcomes and rapid aging and ultimately higher risk of dying. 877-726-8255 is our number. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with Intelligent Medicine. You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that means that some people are calling in and they get a recorded message and they then record their question so that we can air it on the air. Let's hear one of those.
Is it possible to have knee pain done? They gave me a shot on each knee. For it's supposed to be a 6-month shot, and my knees are very, very painful. Get these knees back in walking order. Thank you very much.
Okay, so when it comes to knee pain, sometimes you can get rid of it through natural means. And one of the delaying actions that they do conventionally to relieve knee pain is to give shots of hyaluronic acid into the knee. And that acts as a cushioning substance because hyaluronic acid is very hydrophilic. It sort of plumps up the knee cartilage, but it's usually temporary, and it may forestall pain for a while, but ultimately people with very damaged knees may be in line for a knee replacement. So there are some natural things that can be helpful for knee pain. First of all, just exercise, but not intensive exercise, not, you know, pounding the pavement on concrete. But it's actually been shown that compared to people who are completely sedentary, people who walk or even do some light jogging, maybe some stationary bicycling, they mobilize their knees. And in response to that, their pain is alleviated. Maybe there's a little greater blood circulation. Maybe that increases repair. So ultimately, exercise in moderation can be helpful for knee pain. And then there's some natural things that you can take. Take fish oil. Take curcumin. Take some of the collagen products that are out there. Take glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin. And often the knee pain can be decreased. One of my favorite go-tos for joint injuries is something called Ache Action from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. It's a combination of boswellan and ginger, more on ginger later for its anti-inflammatory properties in inflammatory bowel disease. We'll talk about that momentarily. And also it has white willow bark, which is a natural source of salicylic acid, which is the original way that people used to use white willow bark for pain relief. Well, that was the basis for an industry started by Bayer called the aspirin industry. Bayer aspirin is actually a chemical copy of the salicylates in white willow bark that relieve pain. So, okay, so there you have it. That's kind of a protocol that you can use. But, hey, ultimately some people are destined to require some form of knee surgery, either arthroscopic surgery with a scope or total knee replacement to relieve their discomfort. And, of course, weight loss. Weight loss is important because it reduces weight bearing, but it also reduces inflammation to the extent that you are overweight, you're generating more inflammation in your joints. All right, this item, brewing tea removes lead from water. No amount of lead is okay, but it turns out that 56% of community water supplies in the U.S. had detectable lead. And there's no right amount of lead. There should be zero. EPA data shows that tap water in more than 1,000 communities in the U.S. are tainted with lead. That's 1.8 million Americans exposed to what's called an action level. Standards in California are even more stringent. So what they did is they looked at the effects of brewing tea on the lead content in water, and they found that lead was actually a pretty effective chelator of lead. The key was to use just paper tea bags, not those new satiny plasticine tea bags. Those don't work. And the key is also longer exposure. You know, let your tea steep or use loose leaf tea. That's even better. But another way of doing this is to brew your tea and then put it in the refrigerator overnight, and you will chelate more of the lead content. The longer the exposure, the better the effect in terms of removing lead from water supplies. Most water supplies have even small traces of lead. No level of lead is healthy for the body and the brain. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
$5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to, both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Coming up, one of your phone calls in relationship to a liver problem. But before we get to that, in 2015, a new drug was introduced that was touted as the female Viagra. It's kind of not fair because men have Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and these can improve erectile dysfunction and can improve sexual functioning for men. But women are different. When it comes to women's sexual response, it's not just a matter of plumbing, increasing circulation to a certain part of the body that's involved in sex. Although some women do, a minority of women, but some women do respond to Viagra, Levitra, Cialis. But they're fewer and further between than men. It has sometimes been said that the main sex organ of women is the brain. Okay? It's not down under, it's up top. And therefore, efforts to address what's called female, there's a term for it, it's called HSDD, hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And you might argue that this is kind of a made-up condition, because in the past it was just like women, you know, we just weren't interested in sex, okay? But now we've made it into a disorder because there are medications targeted to address it. I mean, maybe it's just that you don't have a good relationship, maybe you're just done with it, or, you know, any number of reasons. But nonetheless, it's called HSDD. And so in 2015, a new drug called Filbanserin, that's not a great name, so brand name for Filbanserin is Adgy, A-D-D-Y. And that was highly touted as the answer until it became evident that side effects limited its practical application. So there's an article here, maker of sexual desire drug Adgy gets FDA warning letter. A company called Sprout Pharmaceuticals failed to include drug risk information in a promotional social media post, the FDA said in a warning letter posted on Tuesday of last month. There was promotion of Adgy via social media. Now, this is kind of a gray area because it's not really advertising like an ad you might see on TV or a print ad. It's a social media post from somebody who says, this stuff is great, it's really improved my sex life. And so, is it subject to the normal rules for advertising products? Well, the FDA says it is. They say these violations are concerning from a public health perspective because the promotional communication creates a misleading impression regarding the safety and effectiveness of Adgy, a drug with a number of serious risks, including a boxed warning. That's unusual, a boxed warning, due to the risk of severe hypotension and syncope in certain settings. Syncope means fainting. What could be less romantic in a sexual encounter than dropping to the floor suddenly in a dead faint? The Instagram post was not submitted to the FDA for review. So, you know, they think, well, they're going to script the, they're going to just like get an influencer to talk about this. And it turns out that, you know, I went to drug.com to look at reviews for Adgy. By the way, drug that introduced in 2015, if it was going to be a blockbuster, you'd know about it. But very few people have really heard about Adgy. Its marketing has been kind of flat. And the reason for that is that at drug.com, the reviews on a 10-point scale for Adgy are 4.3. 32% of responders had a positive response to Adgy. They said, well, it's revolutionized my sex life. It's great. I love it. But 59% had negative reviews. So it's kind of like reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. If you saw a movie, had a 4.3 rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know, would that give you that motivated to go to that movie? So it turns out that there's some limitations to the approval of filgrastim. It is not indicated for hypoactive sexual desire disorder caused by a coexisting medical or psychiatric condition. So if you're in a state of depression, or if you have, I don't know, severe diabetes or something, they did approve it for that. It's not going to help. Or, and this is important for women, especially for men less so, problems with relationships. It will not fix a problem with a relationship. It is not sexy to have sex with the partner with whom you're having problems, especially for women. For men, take it or leave it. Or the effects of a medication or other drug substance. Many women have problems with HSDD, hypoactive sexual desire disorder, because they're taking SSRI antidepressants. That's a major cause of sexual desire reduction, libido limitation in women. And, oh, by the way, birth control pills can do that, too. Birth control pills have often adverse sexual side effects. You think, oh, birth control pills, you feel less secure about having, or you feel more secure about having sex because there's no danger of pregnancy. Au contraire, there are hormonal effects of these medications that deaden sexual response. Interestingly, it's also not intended for use in postmenopausal women, the very women who are most likely to experience HSDD. Finally, it's not to enhance sexual performance. So if your sexual performance is, I don't know, on a 10-point scale, you got a 5, your orgasms are sort of meh, it's not designed to enhance your sexual experience. So many limitations there, including a boxed warning regarding alcohol use. You know, you go for a few drinks on a date, and then you want to have sex, but you notice that you can't take your Adgy because of the severe risk of hypotension and syncope when Adgy is combined with alcohol use. So we are on a quest for the ultimate female aphrodisiac, and some women use maca with success. Some women have used over-the-counter DHEA with success. Testosterone helps some women in terms of sexual performance, but in terms of a slam dunk, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, women are lagging in options for improving sexual response. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take a call from one of our listeners about liver problems.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been listening to you from the very beginning, which tells you about our ages. I have a question in reference to an ultrasound finding on the liver. And they say the liver echo texture is coarsened with borderline increased echogenicity. The bottom line is they're suggesting there's a moderate risk of having clinical significant fibrosis, stage F2 and some of F3. Bottom line is I'm in a state of panic. Should I be in a state of panic? And what should I be doing in the meantime? Not many suggestions from the specialist until my six-month return visit that I'll get another ultrasound. But in the meantime, any suggestions on what I can do with these findings, any special diet, what I definitely should not eat, and things that I should be eating. I appreciate all the information that you can share.
Okay, so yeah, this is right in my wheelhouse. So this is something that is eminently responsive to nutritional therapy. And I might point out that they're looking for that holy grail drug that will reverse liver fibrosis. Liver fibrosis is part of the process by which a normal liver eventually tends to coarsen and harden after fatty deposits have caused inflammation. First, you get a little bit of fatty infiltration. It's called fatty liver. Then you get liver fibrosis. And finally, when the liver tissue is sufficiently damaged, it becomes cirrhosis, which is very dangerous, sometimes necessitates a liver transplantation. This can also occur from undiagnosed infections, but often it's dietary. And so a low-carb diet is the way to go. In fact, kind of a light diet in general, lessen your intake of all the macronutrients, but especially carbohydrates and sugar. And also consider intermittent fasting. You know, limit your eating times, or go on a 5-2 regimen where a couple of days a week you eat very lightly, because you lessen the load on your liver. If you tend to be constipated, if you have gastro problems, consider probiotics and prebiotic fiber, because the stuff that's happening in your intestine travels upward through the portal vein to your liver, and liver toxicity can be part of the problem. Intestinal toxicity can be part of the problem for the liver. So among the supplements that are helpful for this, milk thistle is helpful, or silymarin. Vitamin E in some studies has been shown to be helpful, and I like a mix tocopherol tocotrienol form of vitamin E. Betaine or trimethylglycine has been shown to be helpful for the liver. Choline has been shown to be helpful. Alpha-lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine, and omega-3 fatty acids. There's some evidence also that vitamin D may be helpful. Things to avoid: high-dose niacin. Maybe there's a little too much niacin in a B-complex that you're taking. That can adversely affect the liver, but it's usually the people who take really high-dose niacin for lowering cholesterol or something like that who develop problems. People don't do that much anymore. Or very high-dose vitamin A, you know, perhaps people who are trying to treat their acne with high-dose vitamin A. Don't do that if you've got a liver problem. Some studies suggest that green tea is helpful, although really high-dose EGCG supplements for some people with pre-existing liver problems are problematic. Curcumin, the same thing. Curcumin can be helpful, but really high-dose curcumin, particularly when combined with black pepper, piperine, to activate it, in some studies has been shown to be not that great for the liver. So there you have it. This eminently reversible. The liver has great potential for regeneration if you give it a chance and support it with some of these measures. And, yeah, consider exercise, too, because exercise promotes circulation and is pretty much a panacea for many conditions. So there you have it. There's no need to panic, but this is kind of a warning shot across your bow that if present circumstances continue, you're headed for more serious liver problems down the line. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. Unlock the secret of
of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
By sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back from Challenge Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number is 877-726-8255. We're ready for your calls. Call anytime you like during the week and record a question. And a reminder, if you're looking for supplements, you could do no worse than shopping hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, and some are very hard to find elsewhere. These are the very self-same supplements that I take and recommend to my patients. I order through Fullscript because they offer fast, free shipping. You can also get optional refill reminders via text or email. They've got an app as well. And the products are carefully vetted. They're not counterfeit. And they've got world-class customer service, DRHoffmanStore.com. All right, this item has to do with plastics and heart disease. It's an amazing study. It's what's called a modeling study, okay, because there's no proof that they've got these numbers exactly right. But this is based on looking at the risk of exposure to plastics and trends towards cardiovascular death in various countries. Okay, so in 2018, they say an estimated 356,238 deaths globally were attributed to exposure to phthalates. Phthalates are commonly used in the production of plastic and have been linked to increased oxidative stress, metabolic dysfunction, and cardiovascular disease. So this is a worldwide study. That represents around 13.5% of all cardiovascular deaths among individuals aged 55 to 64. They say that nearly 350,000 deaths were attributed to the use of plastics. Now, there were geographic disparities. South Asia and the Middle East suffered the greatest percentage of cardiovascular deaths. Of their cardiovascular deaths, 16.8% were attributable to phthalate exposure. And of worldwide deaths, 73% of them occurred in the Middle East, South Asia, East Asia, and the Pacific. Now, why would that be? The reason is because of NIMBY, not in my backyard. We ship enormous amounts of plastic waste to poor countries. So, for example, if we say to Denmark, hey, you know, we've got a lot of plastic waste from our waste dump and recycling. Would you accept our waste and put it in the ground in Denmark? They're going to say, hey, no, we're a rich country. We don't need your stuff. But poor countries get paid pennies per ton of plastic waste to process it because they have no environmental regulations. And so we offshore a lot of our plastic waste, and we also offshore a lot of our manufacturing of plastic products to other countries, other less affluent countries with fewer environmental regulations. And so they say a particular concern of phthalates, particularly one class of phthalates, di-2-ethylhexyl phthalates, which are used to soften PVC plastics. And it turns out they're anti-androgens. Wow, they actually block testosterone. We're wondering what's happened to sperm quality among men. And actually, I invited someone who's written a book on that subject. Is declining levels of testosterone in men worldwide with declining sperm quality, and plastics are part of the problem. They also increase expression of PPAR active receptors. Those have to do with diabetes, okay? And they're oxidative stressors. And there's also the whole issue of microparticles, because they say a recent observational cohort of endarterectomy patients, these patients had Roto-Rooter procedures and they analyzed the gunk that they took out, they found increases in microplastics measured in carotid artery plaque. So plastics indeed turn out to be a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And if we're going MAHA and we're trying to end our epidemic of chronic diseases, we really got to put into the equation plastics and the ubiquity of plastics in our environment as part of what drives not just cancer, not just other types of problems, but cardiovascular disease, the major killer of people worldwide. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real-world stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I think Dad's proud of you.
I actually have a tattoo on my wrist that reminds me of that, yes. I think he's very proud of me.
Tell me more.
So I think it's tough in a male-dominated field to be a woman, and because of that, I get hard on myself. There's always extra you can do, and there's always something that you can do better, and so I actually got that tattoo to remind myself no matter what. I always have my family, and my dad's the reason I'm here, and he's super proud for me to be able to continue the business that he built.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's Executive Leaders Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump plans to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin Friday in Alaska.
Ukrainian President Zelensky rejects the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia. His weekend comments follow President Trump's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. For several weeks, Donald Trump has expressed frustration with Russian President Putin, but the two will meet face-to-face on Friday in Alaska to discuss the conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's no starvation policy for Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war. But our policy has been the exact opposite. We let in, as I said, almost 2 million tons of aid and sent millions of text messages, millions of phone calls to Gazans to get out of harm's way.
And he adds, Israel will protect itself.
Look, maybe some choose to forget October 7th. We will not forget what happened. And we will do whatever it takes to defend our country and defend our people, defend our future. We will win the war, with or without the support of others.
6.1 earthquake has rocked Turkey earlier in the day Sunday, killing at least one person, causing dozens of buildings to collapse, and officials fear many people could still be trapped. Shocks were felt as far away as Istanbul. Just plain nasty weather in parts of the Mid-America, and authorities say it's not over. During the day earlier Sunday, flash flooding in Wisconsin, several other states had water rescues, power outages, road closures, and more. Forecasters predicting repeated rounds of heavy rain and some isolated tornadoes, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska overnight. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Well, the Boar's Head Deli meat plant at the heart of that deadly food poisoning outbreak set to reopen in the coming months.
Federal health officials lifted a forced suspension at the company's Jarrett, Virginia site. However, new documents show that sanitation problems similar to those that led to listeria contamination persist at three other company sites in Arkansas, Indiana, and Virginia. The outbreak that began in July 2024 killed 10 people and sickened dozens. The company recalled 7 million pounds of deli products nationwide, discontinued liverwurst, and shut down the Jarrett site. John Scott reporting.
Commercial fishing that recently resumed in a protected area of the Pacific Ocean must halt once again. That after a judge in Hawaii sided with environmentalists who are challenging a Trump administration rollback of ocean protections. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A new report says ChatGPT has loopholes that can give very harmful advice to teenagers.
New research from the watchdog group Center for Countering Digital Hate says that when teens consulted with ChatGPT about destructive behaviors, such as getting drunk or high, concealing eating disorders, or even composing a suicide letter, the chat robot gave harmful advice more than half the time. The group says ChatGPT typically provided warnings against risky activity, but when the person stated the information was for a presentation or a friend, there were no guardrails. I'm Donna Warder.
Very sad news out of Charles County, Maryland. 4 children and 2 adults have been killed in a house fire. Authorities say one person did manage to escape that blaze early Sunday morning. Officials say it took 70 firefighters more than an hour to control the flames. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with The Whistler. And then we debut our latest 5-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter. This opening series would air out of Hollywood from 1942 until 1955. And this offering features the following cast: Tom Holland, Lorette Philbrant, and William Conrad. It's from January 2nd, 1949.
And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Yes, friends, it's the Whistler for tops in entertainment. And for tops in gasoline quality, it's Signal. It takes extra quality, you know, to give you extra mileage. And Signal is the famous Go Farther gasoline. So look for the Signal circle sign in yellow and black, that identifies friendly independent signal stations from Canada to Mexico. And now the Whistler's strange story. Man on the Roof.
Eddie Welch was a young man who enjoyed his work. Yes, he loved every moment of it, as he sat before the microphone in the booth high on the roof of Crandall's department store, his voice booming out over the public address system, directing the attendants, the movement of the wheels in the parking area below.
Two spaces in aisle 4, one in aisle 5. Aisle 6 is full. Three spaces in aisle 7, 4 against the wall. Number 1, keep the driveway clear. Clear the driveway.
Yes, it pleased Eddie to run the lot from his lofty perch on the roof of the department store. Pleased him to see the movement of the traffic below respond instantly to the sound of his voice. But though he liked it here on the roof, Eddie had made up his mind a long time ago he'd leave this job when the right opportunity came along, something worthy of his talents. He wasn't quite certain just what it would be, a break, a lucky chance, but it would come sooner or later. So Eddie Welch waited, and that break finally came late one afternoon.
Aisle 1, 2, 4, 6, and 8, full. Two spaces in aisle 3, one in aisle 5, four in aisle 7, one against the wall. Plenty of room in the overflow.
Hello. All right if I come in?
Well, well, well. Sure, come in. I haven't seen you around the store before.
I'm new. My latest addition to the glassware department.
Well, I ought to get around more.
If you'll stop leering at me for just a moment, I have a message from Garcia. Peggy Garcia, that is.
Peggy? Oh, yeah.
It's about a date tonight. Something came up, said to tell you she can't make it.
Can't, huh? Well, I didn't really think she would anyway. So, I'm a free man tonight. That is, unless you...
Oh, hold it. Gee, you get ideas fast.
Anything wrong in my asking you for a date?
Oh, I might be booked for the evening.
Okay. Suppose I stop by glassware, say, closing time, and check with you.
Well, what about Peggy? Won't she be...
She has no strings on little Eddie. No strings at all. Besides, baby, she's engaged. Didn't you know?
Oh, I see.
Check with you later.
Check with me later.
You watch her as she walks away and disappears down the stairway. Then your eyes swing back over the parking area. You notice the empty spaces in each aisle. Then as you reach for the mic switch again, something you see stops your hand in midair. Against the far wall, you see two men struggling between the parked cars. You reach for the binoculars and train them on the scene in time to see one of the men fall back. His head hits the car bumper and he doesn't get up. Quickly, the other man jumps into a car, a light green convertible, and drives away. An instant after you've jotted down the license number, you pick up the phone and call downstairs.
Operator.
Now, this is Eddie Welch on the roof. Look, get one of the store cops out to the parking lot right away.
What's wrong?
There's a man stretched out on the ground near the back wall. I think he needs help. Hey, gorgeous. I understand the big wheel wants to see me.
Well, if it isn't the Romeo of the rooftop. Yes, Mr. Crandall wants to see you, Eddie.
Hey, how about doing the town Saturday night? Huh, sweetheart?
Sorry. I'll be at the wrestling matches. Junior.
You think you'll win?
Well, why don't you drop dead, huh?
See you later.
Oh, come in, Eddie. Come in. Eddie, this is Lieutenant Davis, police department.
Hiya, Lieutenant.
Hello, Eddie.
The lieutenant has been questioning the boys on the lot about that unfortunate accident this afternoon.
Oh, yes. Say, how did the fellow make out? Are you okay?
He's dead.
Dead? That's too bad.
Uh-huh. He was one of our boys.
A city cop?
That's right. I understand you were the one who first reported the accident.
Yeah, I was on the roof.
I'd say you were in a good position to see what happened, huh?
Uh-huh. Only... Only I didn't see anything. I just happened to notice the guy on the ground. As to what happened before that, I wouldn't know, Lieutenant. I wouldn't know.
It hit you suddenly, didn't it, Eddie? And then you decided to lie to the police lieutenant. You were about to reach into your pocket, pull out the slip of paper with the license number of the car on it, and place it on Mr. Crandall's desk. He would have been proud of such efficiency, and certainly you would have been rewarded. Mr. Crandall was always eager to help bright, alert employees along. Yes, that could have been your opportunity, Eddie, the break you've been waiting for. But suddenly another opportunity presented itself, a golden opportunity. And that bit of paper bearing the license number of the killer's car stayed in your pocket.
So you didn't see anything. Is that right, Eddie?
No, not a thing, Lieutenant.
Funny, very funny. From the roof, I'd say
you... The parking area takes in a lot of territory, Lieutenant. I only have two eyes.
Sure, sure. Okay, Eddie. That's all.
You're excited, aren't you, Eddie, as you leave Mr. Crandall's office, anxious to make plans. You tell yourself you've got to move cautiously. Think it all over very carefully. Your first problem is to contact the driver of that new, expensive-looking green convertible. You think about it for a long time. And it's still on your mind the following day during your lunch hour as you walk across the parking lot with Joan, the girl you met on the roof.
Eddie, what are those fellas doing?
Huh?
Over there. They seem to be taking down a license number.
Oh, that's right. You're new here. And they work for the store. Check the license numbers with the Motor Vehicle Bureau. Find out who the car owners are.
Well, what's the idea?
Survey of some kind. Find out where the customers come from. Help select the districts. Their advertising seems to pull the heaviest...
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. Look, Joan, why don't you run on ahead? I want to talk to one of the boys.
Okay. See you later. Thanks for the lunch.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hello, Eddie. How's the boy?
Fine, fine. Hey, look, do me a favor, huh? I get a license number I'd like to slip into that list. Check it for me.
Oh?
That's, well, as a babe who comes in here regularly, I get to talking to her a couple of times. Very friendly type and very cute.
Oh, I get it. She's kind of coy, too. Won't give you her name or phone number, but she does have a car, and cars have license plates. I got it.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be glad to help you out, Eddie. I'll let you know in a day or so.
Swell.
Hey, with the right sort of break, does this deal show much promise?
Who knows, Gus? It might be what I've been waiting for. All my life.
Stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap up this episode of The Whistler right after this break.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And now let's wrap up this episode of The Whistler on When Radio Was.
You're not sorry, are you, Eddie?
Not sorry about the sudden decision you made in Mr. Crandall's office. When you told the police lieutenant you knew nothing about the unfortunate accident that occurred on the parking lot the day the city detective was killed. You didn't tell him that you saw the struggle of the two men between the parked cars, saw the killer ride away in a green convertible, that you had jotted down the license number of the car. No. You have other plans, haven't you, Eddie? Big plans. Then, two nights later, as you leave Crandall's department store, you run into your friend Gus.
Hi, Eddie. Say, I checked that dame's license number for you.
Oh, did you? Swell.
Yeah, the car's registered to a guy named Merrick. Alton Merrick. Maybe her boyfriend, huh? Too bad, Eddie.
He could be your old man, Gus.
Oh, sure. Sure. Who knows? Anyway, that's who the car belongs to. Alton Merrick. It's 100 Weatherby Place.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Thanks, Gus. You've been grand, boy. Just grand. Mr. Merrick? Alton Merrick?
Yes. Who's this?
The name isn't important. I'm just the guy who happened to be around Crandall's department store the day that city cop was killed. Still on the line, Mr. Merrick?
Yes.
I thought maybe I could do you a big favor. Like keeping my trap shut. You follow me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, suppose you come around to the Blue Hat Bar tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. I'll be waiting.
Why should I come?
Be there, pal. The Blue Hat, 8 o'clock. And wear that same checked coat you had on the other day, huh?
Gee, isn't he wonderful, Eddie?
Huh?
The piano player. He's terrific.
Yeah.
I like this place, Eddie. The Blue Hat Bar.
You know something, baby? From the day you walked into my life, things started to break right for little Eddie. Yeah.
What is it, Eddie?
Nothing.
See someone you know?
No, nobody.
Is this seat taken?
No, it isn't. Here, I'll take my hat.
Thanks. Bartender.
Come on, let's go, baby.
You're leaving already, Eddie?
Yeah, I've seen all I wanted with this place. Come on, let's breeze.
Okay. Eddie, did you see the coat he was wearing?
What?
The man who sat down next to you wearing that check coat.
Oh, yeah, loud, wasn't it?
It shrieked.
As you make your way out of the bar, the panic that swept over you a minute ago has left now, hasn't it, Eddie? For a moment, you were frightened when you saw him walking toward you. Merrick, the man in the checkered coat. For an instant, your heart seemed to stop beating as he spoke to you. Then you realized he couldn't possibly know you were the voice on the telephone. That now you knew what he looked like. And that's all you wanted to find out for the present. As you take Joan back to her home, his face flashes before your mind, a cold, hard, brooding face. Square jaw, dark, heavy eyebrows. A cruel face, isn't it, Eddie? And you realize you're going to have to be extremely careful dealing with this man, Merrick. Late the following afternoon, you're on the roof again, directing the flow of traffic in the parking lot below.
Three spaces in aisle four, two in aisle five, six in aisle six, three in aisle seven.
No one seemed to notice the break in your voice, Eddie. At that moment when you saw him again, the man in the checked coat, the man you're going to blackmail, standing down there in the lot, staring up at you. Now as your voice drones out over the lot, a thousand frantic thoughts race through your mind, and you wonder if he knows. Then shortly before closing time, you see Merrick again. You're talking to Joan on the main floor when suddenly you're no longer aware of what she's saying.
Eddie, what's the matter with you? I thought we were talking.
Huh?
I said I thought we were talking.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
You're still that way. Why the sudden interest in our store detective?
That's the guy with him that interests me. The guy in a checked coat.
Oh? Oh, he's gone now. As I was saying.
Say it later, will you, huh, baby? I want to ask Ben some.
Okay. See ya.
How's business, Ben?
Oh, hello, Eddie. Business? Oh, it's picking up with me, picking up. Especially around this time of the year.
Yeah, all they need is somebody to watch you.
You kid.
Hey, who was your pal there a few minutes ago?
Huh? Oh, him. No pal of mine. That's not that guy.
Well, you seem to know him.
I met him in Philly 10 or 12 years ago. Name's Griffin.
Griffin?
Yeah, we worked the same store. Then he branched out. After that, I lost track of him.
What do you mean, branched out?
He opened his own office. Heard he turned out to be a private eye. Odd detective jobs for hire. You've heard of the type.
Sure, on the radio.
Not quite. This is a bad boy, Eddie. Real bad. Anything for a dollar.
Sounds familiar.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose there's guys like that.
Ben smiles as you walk away from him, doesn't he, Eddie? He doesn't have any idea what's going on in your mind. Just talk, he thinks. But it isn't that way at all. No, Eddie. You're thinking how smart Merrick is to use this man Griffin for his blackmail negotiations. He almost threw you off, didn't he? Making you think that Griffin, the man in the checked coat, was Merrick. Another thought occurs to you and sends a little quiver of nervousness along your spine. Merrick must know for certain that you are his blackmailer, Eddie. Yes, and the knowledge could be disturbing enough to make him want to push you off the roof someday. You're anxious now to find out what Merrick himself looks like before you plan your next move. And so that night, you call Merrick's home again.
Hello?
Mr. Merrick?
Oh, yeah. Eddie?
Huh?
Eddie Welch?
You know my name?
I know quite a bit about you, Eddie. Even what's on your mind this minute.
Yeah, I guess you do. Well, we better get together, talk.
Fine, Eddie, fine. Blue hat again?
Good enough. Be there tonight. Say, 10 o'clock.
10 it is, Eddie. You're running the show.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Don't you forget that.
Not me, Eddie.
You're trembling as you leave the phone room, but your nerve gradually returns, doesn't it? Yes, Eddie. The long walk through the night air is good for you. It clears your mind. And soon you feel that you're clicking again, able to handle the situation. You reach Merrick's apartment building a good hour before the appointed time. Wait in the dark entrance of a building across the street. It isn't too long before you see Griffin, the private eye, come out, still wearing the check coat. Then he turns, opens the door of a car for another man. You're certain that he's Merrick, aren't you, Eddie? Now you can be sure you're dealing with the right man. You don't have to keep the appointment. You know what he looks like now, and you won't forget.
Another day, Eddie.
That's right, Al. Now, good night.
Night. Oh, Eddie.
Yeah?
I almost forgot. There was a fella hanging around the store. He wanted to be sure when you got off.
Oh?
I told him everybody was working overtime tonight.
What did he look like?
Heavy set fella. Rough looking. Bushy eyebrows.
Who? Nobody important, Al. Thanks.
Oh, sure.
You expect to be followed, Eddie, and you are. And as you also expected, it is Griffin, Merrick's detective for hire, the man Ben thinks would do anything for money. And you know he's working for a man who'd do anything, too. You quicken your step, hurry down the darkened street. Then as you move past an abandoned building under construction...
Hey! Hey, Welch, wait!
Oh, I gotta lose him.
You turn... Run into the convenient protective darkness of the building. Scramble wildly up a set of improvised stairs. Wait, listening. You start forward again frantically. Take another flight of stairs and leaping strides to the fifth floor. At the top, you freeze, almost paralyzed with fright. The wall at the outer edge of the landing hasn't been put up yet. And you almost stepped off into space to a five-story fall to the street.
Griffin, he's still coming. Okay, brother, you're asking for it.
You press back into the shadows. Wait quietly, grimly. But he's slowing up, Eddie, moving cautiously. You want to make him come at you fast.
Here I am, Griffin. Come and get me.
I'll get you, you little blackmailer.
Mr. Merrick. Mr. Merrick, open up.
It's annoying, Eddie, that Merrick doesn't answer. Because you're sure he's inside, waiting for Griffin to come back and tell him that you're out of the way. Then from a sound down the hall, you're aware of an elevator stopping at Merrick's floor. You duck back out of sight. Wait nervously until you see who it is that stepped out of the elevator.
Merrick.
You recognize him, don't you, Eddie? It's the same man you saw with Griffin last night.
Hello, Mr. Merrick.
What? I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
It isn't going to be any pleasure, Mr. Merrick. You've been pretty slick up to now. You and Griffin. But not slick enough. I'm Eddie Welch.
I see.
Sure you do. You see plenty. Like lots of dough changing hands, huh? That's what I want, Merrick. And I mean lots of it.
You're a tough boy, aren't you? Well, we better talk it over.
There's nothing left to talk over. Griffin's dead.
What?
An accident. Too bad, isn't it? Don't you think it's a good idea to invite me in?
All right, Eddie. You know you've got me stymied. Come on in.
You knew it all the time, didn't you, Eddie? Knew that someday that golden opportunity would present itself. The break you were waiting for. And you'd be sitting on top of the world. Then it came suddenly. Remember, Eddie... That day at the parking lot of Crandall's department store, when you saw the struggle of the two men between the parked cars, saw the killer race away in the green convertible. It was a smart move, wasn't it? Taking down the license number of the car. And a smarter move on your part not to tell the police about it. And now the killer, a man named Alton Merrick, is at your mercy. And as you sit in his apartment, facing the tall, cold-eyed man, you're waiting to discuss the financial arrangement.
You know, Merrick, that was kind of cute of you, sending Griffin around to keep your appointments with me, wearing that check coat of yours. About the same build, too. At the start, I really thought he was you, Merrick. Didn't know what you looked like until last night when I saw the two of you leave the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sending him around to knock me off wasn't such a good idea, Merrick. Not for your pal Griffin. He wasn't very smart.
You took care of him, huh?
Let's say he'd still be here if he hadn't chased me into an empty building.
You're a pretty smart boy, aren't you, Eddie?
Smart enough to tell the police I saw a gent named Alton Merrick kill that city cop in a fight in the parking lot. Unless Mr. Merrick makes it worth my while to forget it.
Got it all figured out, huh?
Uh-huh.
You're wrong about one thing, Eddie. I didn't send Griffin around to see you.
Then who?
You see, I've been trying to get Griffin myself for a long time. That's why I came here last night, and you saw me with him. We had a lot of things to talk about.
Like what?
You see, Eddie, my name isn't Merrick. That was Griffin's real name. Griffin and Merrick were one and the same guy.
Same guy? But you...
My name's Kincaid. Lieutenant Kincaid, Los Angeles Police. And I'm very glad to meet you, Eddie. Very glad.
Featured in tonight's story were Tom Holland, Lorette Philbrant, and William Conrad. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen and directed by Gordon T. Hughes, with story by Steve Hampton and music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Man on the Roof, an episode of The Whistler from January 2nd, 1949. I'm Greg Velley. Coming up next on Wind Radio Was, we debut another five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, known as the Flight 6 matter. It originally played out in late January and early February of 1956. We will launch it right after we take this break.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now. And use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get the Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
One of the best and most economical ways to stay in touch while traveling is with an eSIM. Mike Stanford is from Always Mobile and explains what an eSIM is.
Everyone, I think, is familiar with the SIM cards that they have in their phone, those little tiny chips that slide into the side of your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically tells the mobile network that you're connected to who you are and authenticates you to use that network. What an eSIM is just a digital version of that SIM card. It's a snippet of software that you can download into most Android and iPhones in the marketplace today, can accept an eSIM and allowing you to connect to that network.
And with an Always Mobile eSIM, you can stay connected in more than 170 countries, and it's super easy to download and use. Always-mobile.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was as we launch another Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Flight 6 Matter, it originally played out over 5 consecutive weeknights in late January and early February of 1956. Here indeed, Part 1.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
Pete Codley, Johnny. Guaranteed transport.
Oh, hiya, Pete.
Seen the papers?
No, I just got up. Why? What's happened?
Air crash, for one thing.
Air crash? Where?
Mexico. Flight 6, Aztec Caribbean line, Mexico City to Havana. Crashed in the mountains 10 minutes after takeoff. 7 passengers and a crew of 3.
Survivors?
The way it sounds, none.
Oh, tough. How do you come into it, Pete?
We underwrite a company that handles flight insurance down there. 3 of the passengers bought policies at the airport. We're stuck for $75,000. This is a nice time of the year in Mexico, Johnny.
What do you want me to do? Find out why it crashed?
No, I know why it crashed. Somebody meant for it to.
What do you mean?
That plane blew up in midair. I'll get you a reservation.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office Guaranteed Transport Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Flight 6 matter. Item 1, $173.20, airline fare and incidentals, Hartford, Connecticut to Mexico City. I checked my baggage through customs and started making inquiries, and more inquiries, and then some more. And after the 14th, quien sabe, maybe is better you ask him, I found the office I was looking for. Or at least I thought I'd found it. The flowery Spanish title on the door translated roughly into Inspector General of the Department of Civil Air Transport. But when I opened the door, I wasn't so sure.
Come in, Jack. Make yourself at home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for
You found him. That's me. Don't let the big words on the door fool you. I'm all there is. There ain't no more. So come in. Shut the door.
All right. Thanks.
Is your name Dollar?
That's right. Johnny Dollar.
Macklin here. Mac Macklin. One-time mongrel from the south side of Chicago. I got a wire from your office. Said you'd be in on Pan Am Flight 12. Pull up a chair and squat with you.
All right.
Well, what were you expecting? Spanish grandee with a white silk shirt, a black silk tie, and a second cousin on the cabinet?
Well, maybe. At least I wasn't figuring on a Southside Mick with a 17th century desk and a cotton sweatshirt.
Well, now, here's what little dope we've got on the crash. Most of it you probably know already.
I left on 20-minute notice. All I've seen is one newspaper item. I can use a lot more.
Well, you won't get much more out of that report. We got a crew over at the wreckage around 2 hours ago.
Survivors?
No, he didn't have a chance. That crate is scattered over 10 acres of mountainside. Didn't catch fire, though, so we might turn up something or other. Oh, I got a good man in charge up there. Gino Romero. You'll meet him later. I'm sending another jeep up there in a few minutes, and you can go along if you want.
Thanks, I will. My company figures sabotage. Any chance they're wrong? Could it have been accidental? Equipment failure, personnel failure, something like that?
Well, if I thought so, I'd be up there at the wreck myself. That'd be my kind of job, but this one's different. You know, it's detective work, your kind of job. And Gino Romero's. Now, he talks as soft as a girl out of finishing school. Looks a little like one, in fact. But underneath it, he's as sharp as a tack and tougher than an old boot full of nails.
What actually happened when the plane went down? All I've heard is that it blew up in midair.
That's right. Well, a few Indians were on the only ones who saw it. They were burning charcoal up on a slope at about 9,000 feet. They were watching the plane circle, gaining altitude. Then one big flash, the tail blew off. Pilot didn't have a chance. He rode it straight into the side of the mountain.
The tail? That sounds like the baggage compartment.
That's the way I figure it. An explosive of some kind. A time bomb smuggled on board before the takeoff. I'm covering that angle from this end. I'm rounding up every one of the baggage gang, the maintenance crew, anybody who had a chance to get near that plane before it left the field out there.
And what have you found out?
Yeah, so far, nothing. We're trying to check back, too, on the individual passengers, the plane crew, trying to find out who might benefit by having any one of them dead. Well, I guess that'll be your angle, too.
Yeah, at least as far as insurance is concerned.
Well, there were 3 flight policies issued, and the names are in the reports here. So
yeah, I know. I've got them. The Home Office gave them to me, along with the names of the beneficiaries.
I haven't talked to any of them yet. I figured that you know how to go about it better than I would.
Now, there's another possible insurance angle, and that's the cargo. Do you know if there was anything valuable on board?
Worth destroying for the insurance, you mean? No, it was done by somebody who deliberately set out to kill one of the 10 people on board that plane. And who didn't mind killing 9 others to get that one. It was premeditated, cold-blooded. Now, you get him, Johnny. Get him for me, and then just leave me alone with him for about... Come in.
One of you is Senor McLean, Inspector General del Departamento...
Yes, that's me. What can I do for you, Jack?
They will not give to me any information, Senor McLean. Not the police, nor the airline office, nor any...
Who are you, and what information do you want?
I am Ramon de Lagos, Senor, and I am here...
De Lagos?
Wait a minute. That's the name of one of the...
Yes. Look, are you related to Maria de Lagos?
My wife. She was on the plane. But tell me, please, what news do you have? Have you reached the scene of the crash?
Yes, we have. 2 hours ago.
And what did you... Is there any chance?
I'm sorry, there were no survivors.
No. Oh, no.
Hey, I'm sorry, Senor de Lagos.
It is too terrible.
I didn't know you were here in the city, or I'd have let you know right away. I sent word to your office in Havana.
I have been here for 6 weeks. Maria came for a visit only a few days ago.
Now? I know, that's a rough deal. I'm sorry. This is Johnny Dollar from the States.
Senor?
How do you do, sir?
He's here to investigate the cause of this thing.
What is the use, Senor? It will not return life to the dead.
No, but I don't like to see a murderer get away with it.
A murderer? Then the rumors got through.
The plane was destroyed deliberately.
It is hard to believe that anyone would... Senor McLean, what arrangements are being made?
The bodies will be brought down to the Federal District Hospital. And I'll see that you're notified.
Gracias, senor.
No, let's see. I believe your wife's brother, Don Serrano, is staying at the Hotel Regis.
Yes, he is. But I am at the Monte Cassino. Don Serrano and I are not friendly.
I see. All right, senor, then I'll contact you at the Monte Cassino as soon as I have word.
You are very kind.
And again, I'm... Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, that is all one can say. Adios, senores.
Know anything about him, Mac?
Well, only what his wife filled out on the flight form. He's Cuban. Residence and business address, Havana. In the export game. And you know, of course, that his wife was one of the 3 people who took out accident policies.
But naming her brother, Don Serrano, as beneficiary, I wonder why.
Well, that's one of the 6 dozen questions you can ask when you start prowling. Look, I hate to rush you, Johnny, but I ought to start that jeep up the mountain.
I'm ready anytime.
I'll let Gino know you're coming. You check with me if you want anything. You'll have full cooperation from the federal police and the government. And to repeat just one thing, Johnny.
Yeah, I know. Whoever did it, get him.
Check.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years.
then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
The Jeep driver was a young Mexican boy who had been brought up in the best and wildest chauffeuring traditions of the capital. He knew only one way to drive, with both accelerator and horn wide open. Since most of the other drivers were playing the same game, it was a sheer miracle that we ever got through the narrow streets of the city and finally reached the open valley. Maybe the colored postcard pasted on the dashboard, a picture of the Virgin of Guadalupe, had something to do with it. We finally left the last cart road and bumped along a narrow woodcutter's trail, cleared and widened enough now so that we could drive into the crash area and miss the mile and a half walk the first rescue party had been forced to take. For some reason, only a small part of the wreckage had caught fire and burned. The rest was strewn piecemeal along a great raw gash through the trees and brush. Men in uniforms of the Mexican army searched through the tragic debris, lifting, sorting, and collecting. And nearby, a silent group of Indians were watching, with the age-old sadness in their eyes.
You are Senor Dollar, no?
Yes.
Gino Romero, senor.
Oh, glad to know you, Gino.
It's a terrible thing, no?
Yeah. Any ideas, yet?
Not of importance, but it's certain now this. It was caused by one explosion which has occurred in the baggage compartimiento. Venga, sir. Come on. We have found many pieces which can be identified, can be known which part of the plane they are in before the crash.
I see.
Toward the front, these pieces are more large, but in the back, near the tail, they are very little. Here, you look. These are pieces of the baggage. Muy pequeño.
Hmm?
Very tiny.
Oh, yeah. The crash itself wouldn't have done this. It had to be an explosion.
Seguro. Look. It's burnt a little, each one of these pieces, but these more big ones from the seats of the plane, they are not burnt. Here, you smell these ones.
Hmm? Yeah, I see what you mean. Either dynamite or nitroglycerin.
What's dynamite? We have found little tiny pieces of red paper from the wrappings on the sticks. What's dynamite?
Any idea how much? How big a charge?
One of the soldados, Pascual, who have used most explosive, is think maybe 30 or 40 pounds.
Light enough to be put on board in a piece of luggage. It's going to be tough, you know. Plenty tough to...
They're bringing out the bodies.
The Indians set up a low, wailing dirge. And one of them taps softly on a native drum. A wordless terror before the ancient mystery, death. One by one, the bodies passed us, borne by the silent soldiers.
Padre de Dios, may they find peace.
Then, for the first time, I noticed the girl, standing alone some distance away, watching without expression as the stretchers passed her. She was young, blonde, and beautiful. Not conventionally so, but beautiful as a young animal is beautiful. And she looked very much out of place.
You are observing the señorita, no?
What's she doing up here?
Quién sabe. She's strange, that one. Always she's look for danger. She's what you say, the daredevil. But it's like she always have the charm. Death has never find her. So perhaps she has come here to look on his face.
Do you know who she is?
Well, see? She's American. Her name is Marvel Terrence.
Marvel Terrence?
You have heard of her, senor?
I'd heard of her, all right. And I'd wondered what kind of a girl would have a first name like Marvel. And now I knew, partly at least. And I planned to find out a whole lot more. Three of the people who died on that plane had taken out flight policies. Maria de Lagos was one of them. The other two were men, both of whom had named as beneficiary Marvel Terrence.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a fighting girl and a lucky break. And then murder cancels the score. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
The five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter, which originally played out back in late January and early February of 1956. We'll present the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and The Flight 6 Matter was written by Les Crutchfield, who also contributed hundreds of scripts for radio and television's Gunsmoke, which makes him second only to Gunsmoke's co-creator. Can you name that writer? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show. And as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's, like, a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food, packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and enzymes. Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-RUFF-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you, and you'll get a free jumpstart bag plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-RUFF-DOG today. That's 214-RUFF-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Or before the break, I was talking about the writer who penned the most scripts for radio and television's Gunsmoke. The answer is John Meston. He, with producer-director Norman McDonald, also co-created that landmark Western program. I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, please take a moment and visit our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.